from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Stop if you've heard this one before. Another 49er player has a contract issue. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So good to be back. Missed you guys so much. And I come back to the show and it's like nothing changed, because here are the 49ers answering more questions about more holdouts and hold-ins. We knew Perloff about Brandon Ayuk. That's been going on for months now. But Trent Williams, the first team all-pro left tackle, not happy with his contract, and he's just a straight-up holdout.
Yeah, I mean, but is he an important player? He's only their all-world left tackle. And they're their number one / two receiver. I mean, listen, the quarterback still showed up. There's a center. There's enough guys to field a team. What else do you want, Maggie?
I know. How dare I want a little bit more from a team that is definitely a Super Bowl aspirations. And listen, are they probably just going to move a little money around with Trent Williams? It's obviously going to happen. He's 36 years old, though, so I can understand. You got to think about age. And this is a similar thing that happened with Christian McCaffrey. They just sort of had to move some money around because there was no more guarantees. Ayuk, on the other hand, doesn't really seem like they're that close. If he's going to want to, I don't know if he's resetting the market, but obviously he wants something brand new and long term. And I don't know if the team's on the same page. Here's, I think, the bigger question for the 49ers, which is, in a Super Bowl or bust season, which these have been, does this season represent their best chance and maybe their last best chance at winning it all?
I mean, I guess you could argue that, but what's the difference between this year and what's a major difference 2 years from now, 2 years ago? I feel like the Niners are basically going to be Kyle Shanahan, a great offense, and still a ferocious defense this year, next year. Like, I don't get this sort of all-in narrative with the Niners or this year or bust. Because so what if Ayuk goes away? Like, he's a wide receiver, first of all. They just drafted two wide receivers in the draft.
Yep.
Trent Williams, 36, he's going somewhere at some point anyway. So I understand there's a lot of noise around this, but at the end of the day, this is a totally very different team than the 2019 Super Bowl team. The team 2 years ago that should have gotten there against the Rams, that was a different team. This year will be a different team, and 2 years from now will be a different team. I don't think they're going away. I don't really think they're being described as an all-in team, but where are they going?
Okay, so they're really talented, and they have a lot of talent at all different types of positions. So that's obviously something you want, right? This is something that keeps your window open. But one of the things that the 49ers have really gotten by on, first of all, is having Brock Purdy on this very cheap contract. You know, he makes $1.5 million less than Josh Dobbs, his backup. I mean, this is how incredible. They have $5 million total allocated to the quarterback room this year. Room. That's it. $5 million. That's like, you know, what a lot of franchise quarterbacks make for a practice. They are kind of getting by on this, and I think it is going to become tougher as you pay Purdy and as all of these contracts keep going up and up and up. Yes, the salary cap is also going up, but can you count on that to be like a method, like a philosophy? Like, oh, the salary cap's going to keep jumping, so we can just keep spending. The other part why I think this is their best chance for sure, their schedule. They're favored in every game. They have the tough games at home. Kansas City's at home. Dallas is at home. Detroit's at home. Their toughest road games are probably Green Bay and Buffalo, and both of those happen before it gets really, really cold. You know, you have this moment in time where this feels like, to me, the best chance for the 49ers to win a Super Bowl, and you're starting off the season with two not insignificant contract situations.
Well, the thing is, they got I keep going back. They got back to the Super Bowl in 2019. Jimmy Garoppolo was one of the most expensive quarterbacks in the league, and they were fine. And then they spent
but
a number
Nick Bosa was cheap then.
They spent a number three overall pick on Trey Lance, and that didn't bury them at all. Yeah. So they put a lot of resources in that quarterback room, and Jimmy G and Trey Lance aren't there. Now you're talking about Brock Purdy and Josh Dobbs. If you come on, let's be real. If you could have Brock Purdy and Josh Dobbs and be the favorite to win the Super Bowl, you're going to be okay. I mean, it's not exactly the number one overall pick. I just think that they keep redefining themselves under Shanahan, and I don't know why they can't keep doing that. Like, it reminds me so much. I always bring it back to Andy Reid. Reid in Philly made his first conference championship in 2001, and then was hanging around that conference championship till 2008. He never won a Super Bowl, but the team kept redefining himself. They lost expensive players, they lost veterans, and they were still really good. Shanahan's an amazing offensive coach, and that defense. Are we really worried? Like, Fred Warner and Nick Bosa are not that old. I think Warner's 27 and Bosa's 26. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be a problem for that NFC West for a long time.
Yeah, Dre Greenlaw, only 1 year left. Charvarius Ward, 1 year left. Hufanga, you're in the last year of his deal right now. So,
I mean, okay, that is not exactly the dream team you just gave me there.
Oh, I'm giving you guys who were really important.
Yeah, but they keep finding new guys. I mean, Hufanga is a fifth-round pick. Drake Greenlaw wasn't a first-round pick. And who is the other guy you mentioned?
Charvarius Ward.
Yeah, like they've been churning through secondary the entire little run they're on right now. They always find these guys.
I don't know. I would not undercut, if you will, the contributions. Like, if Drake Greenlaw doesn't get hurt in the Super Bowl, they probably win the game. I mean, these are guys who really matter, I think, when you are getting down into what is not just like, all right, regular season. Let's be honest. The season for the 49ers doesn't even start until what, the divisional round? Maybe not even until the NFC Championship game. That's how high the stakes are. It's funny you mentioned about, you know, the one other thing about the 49ers, and this is sort of the danger zone you're sort of in right now, and I'm sure a diehard 49er fan, and we're on in 49er country, may not agree with me, but deep down, this little part of you kind of keeps you up at night, which is you don't want to be known as one of those all-time great teams that never won.
Right.
Because guys are asking for contracts like you've won. You know, like everyone wants to get paid like you're the champ. No one's taking discounts. Nobody seems like they're willing to take any less. You know, this is kind of what happens generally with teams that win. Then everybody really wants to get paid. Hey, I'm a Super Bowl champion. I want to get paid. You're getting all of that without the actual Lombardi trophy for this current regime.
You would probably know a thing or two about
I
that
do
as
know
a Buffalo Bills fan.
Where do you think all this stuff comes from? I don't know. I understand about that. But this is, you know, this is a little different. It's not four in a row. That built. I'm just saying, deep down, you kind of know it's true. You don't want to be known like to be one of these great teams, but never, ever won.
Yeah, I understand. But listen, they're doing everything they can to win. What they want, they're going to do probably a one-year thing with Brandon Ayuk. I think that they've said, you know what, we're going to keep him for the year and let him go in free agency. That seems like the most likely scenario right now. So there is sort of that feel. But they drafted his direct replacement for next year. I feel like this is a really smart team. I see no reason that they're going to let off next year. And they're probably, say Brock Purdy gets hurt and they have a disappointing season. They're going to be the favorites next year. Why wouldn't they be? They have so many stars and they're still going to be there. I know they're getting older.
No, but it gets harder.
Once
Purdy's cap hit is in line with the rest of the league. And by the way, he's getting that. Like, people are talking about Dak Prescott getting $60 million or what Jordan Love's contract's going to be. We're going to talk about all of that today as training camp storylines. You know, training camp's open now in earnest throughout the league.
Right.
We're focusing on the 49ers now. But it doesn't get easier. We've seen this around the league. Sometimes it feels like a fallacy. Oh, you should still be able to pay everybody once you pay the quarterback. It is hard. We all know this.
Yeah, but they are smart. They've actually sort of gotten the guys they want around Purdy signed up long term. You know, they just
Debo two more years, Kittle two more years. Debo's, they're not here forever.
Yeah, honestly, Debo's probably hitting the end soon too. I watched that documentary. His body is clearly falling apart. Kittle's getting older too. I totally agree. But I think those are the kind of players in the Kyle Shanahan offense that they can replace. I know that sounds kind of cruel, but let's face it. Are you really worried that Kyle's not going to put up numbers? There's no way. He's done it with so many different quarterbacks through the years, too. Going back to Washington and Houston and obviously in San Francisco. I just think that you can't ignore that. So I never worry about his offense. That's why you have Kyle Shanahan. The question is, you know, can they fix the defense? Last year, the defense went awry. I don't know what happened. The coach didn't jive. You know, Steve Wilkes was running a different system. I think if they get back to that, they have a great chance this year, and they're hanging around the rim. I totally understand what you're saying. Yes, you're going to have to pay Brock Purdy $50 million, but I feel
50
like...
50 is cheap.
They're making a 60. Lot of moves. They're making a lot of moves right now to keep the guys they want to, and they're a really good drafting team. I mean, they found Hufanga, the guy you mentioned, in the fifth round. They keep on finding these guys. I mean, I don't know. They're late-round picks. I hadn't heard of them, but I'm sure they're probably ballers.
Well, we'll see. 855-212-4227. We're asking, with the 49ers, got a little bit of a surprise. The team themselves are saying it's not a surprise that Trent Williams is a holdout. Their star left tackle, very, very important. Do you know that he makes $31 million, $34 million next year, $37 million the next year, Perloff, and no one else on the 49ers offensive line makes more than $4.5 million? And they're not young. It's not like guys on rookie deals. It's kind of like this sort of I don't say haves, haves, nots, but like he is definitely the key piece, component here.
They did make a Super Bowl 2019 with a completely different line. There's not a single holdover from that offensive line. So they know how to reinvent an offensive line. I mean, they had Joe Staley and Mike McGlinchey, who are high picks, but then you saw Mike McGlinchey on other teams has not been good. Again, I just think that Kyle Shanahan can reinvent himself. There is this, I totally know what you're saying. There's this sort of sense of panic around the Niners. And
there should
be. Feels a little like Bills-like or Denver Broncos of the 80s. Like it feels
they're in
like,
that territory.
Yeah, and I feel like the issue is not their talent, their salary cap. The issue is when Kyle Shanahan start making the right decisions in the Super Bowl.
Well,
what does that have to do with the roster? Like, dude, just take the ball second in overtime.
Well, I guess the funny thing about that, right, is... is he your greatest strength and also your greatest weakness?
Might be.
That's a conversation we'll definitely have. 855-212-4227. We kid. He's definitely not a weakness. But is this season the last best shot for the 49ers? Do you see it that way? Things are really, despite the contract holdouts, things are actually breaking very right for them. If everyone just get on board and get to camp and they can figure this stuff out. This is the season. I know it's hard when you lose the Super Bowl to get back. That is definitely a trend that's working against you. We talk about how the schedule is shaping up. Oh, my goodness.
Wait,
they should definitely have home field.
What's the difference? You're going to be in the Super Bowl. You're going to be up by 8 in the fourth quarter. I don't even – like, the regular season schedule does not matter for them because this is about doing it in the playoffs. If they stay healthy, they're clearly going to be deep into the playoffs, and they just got to – I don't know what they have to do to get Kyle Shanahan to do the right thing. I feel like what you're saying is right. Like, everything is breaking right for them. They should be very good. They've been so, so close.
I mean,
they should have beaten the Rams that year if Jaquiski Tartt doesn't drop that interception.
Yeah,
they're in
the
Super
Bengals.
Bowl, and they're probably going to win that Super Bowl. It's just, there's so many tragic things that happened. More than your Bills, even. Your Bills got killed in the Super Bowls.
Well, not the first two.
The first one, the Norwood one. Yeah. Then they lost by like 13 to the Washington. Then they got destroyed in the last two. It's not like the Niners. The Niners were up by 10 points on the Chiefs. They had a one play away from beating the Chiefs.
Are you trying to make people feel better or worse?
I'm just saying,
49er fans, you're making them feel worse. This is how close they've been. They've been up and leading in two Super Bowls and lost it. Not to mention what happened to Shanahan in Atlanta.
But why is it then, and maybe you can explain this to me, this current 49ers team does not feel like your Bills team?
There's a lot of differences. One, if we keep this just on the 49ers, though, this is, to me, let's call it what it is. You got real lucky with the Purdy situation. You mentioned it. Trey Lance did not sink them when it probably should have, right? You trade 3 first-round picks for a quarterback that's not in your roster anymore after what felt like, 20 months? Yeah. And the fact that everyone still has their jobs and they're still successful, minor miracle. You got lucky there. You have to make this work on his rookie contract. I think that's where the slight bit of panic sets in.
Just my big counter-argument is Kyle Shanahan as a coach took Jimmy Garoppolo to the brink of a championship. This offseason, we've seen a documentary of what kind of quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is. I mean, that is...
It tailed off for Jimmy.
I'm just saying, that is a feat. We now know the feat that Kyle Shanahan could get Jimmy G that far. I'm not worried about Brock Purdy's contract. Like, I think he can get a lot of quarterbacks a long way.
Lions aren't going away. Your Eagles aren't going away. Green Bay has got their acts together. If Jordan Love can get his contract... You're telling me, do you think Caleb Williams is going to be good? Do we think Jaden Daniels is going to be good? I mean, the NFC is not nothing here. If I'm the 49ers, I want to make this happen before these other young quarterbacks. Obviously, they have their own in Purdy, but these other young guys with these big first-round draft pick pedigrees start coming into their own.
You look at current NFL history. If you're San Francisco, like, you better peak before Washington gets there, because they were bad. You know, that was 1992, the last time they did it. Joe Gibbs coming back to coach a team. You're just saying these random teams, Washington, Detroit, like, can you pick a franchise that has less threat to win a Super Bowl?
I'd be worried about the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions are great this year, but generally, though, you can't say the NFC is up. You just pointed to Jaden Daniels. That's a number two pick. That's the second worst team in the entire NFL.
He's your pick to win rookie of the year.
I love Jaden Daniels, but you're not panicking if you're San Francisco because of a totally unproven situation.
855-212-4227. Is this the last best chance for the 49ers to win a Super Bowl? That's what you have on the table for you at 855-212-4227. You can also watch the show. Good morning. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. We'll be on X momentarily. We also want to say good morning to our Infinity Sportsnet affiliates across the country. Absolutely love you. We're obsessed with you. Sirius XM channel 158. And of course, the absolutely free to download Odyssey app. Last best chance for the 49ers. Does this season represent that? Got so much more to do. Training camps open, guys. More quarterback controversies from coast to coast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get to it next.
This portion of the show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Maggie is back from vacation. There are so many things I want to ask you. You traveled on the biggest tech outage ever day. You were part of history.
Yeah.
I am
lucky
so,
me.
I'm so jealous. You were part of history, and we were just sitting here in our comfortable air-conditioned office, office doing the show. You put out some really funny videos on your social media. We felt bad, but we were also laughing hysterically at your plight.
You had to. I mean, this was ridiculous. When you pull up to the airport, well, we woke up in the morning and my husband's like, I think something bad happened. I'm like, what? It's like, it seems like there might be some type of tech issues. Like, well, we got to go to the airport. So we just took ourselves to the airport. 12 hours, 2 canceled flights. Try to drive from New York or New Jersey, I guess, to Michigan. We're going to Traverse City, Michigan, where we're on. The Maggie and Perloff show is on in Traverse City. So we love it. Cherry capital of the world. And it was just a disaster.
So you did not drive, though?
We did not drive. So that's why the weird Cleveland excursion. Yes. I thought at some point we couldn't get to Detroit. We couldn't get to Indianapolis. We couldn't get to Columbus. We couldn't get to Chicago. We thought, all right, we'll go to Cleveland and we'll drive 6 hours and that will be the solution. And as we're watching and we're going on hour 12 of Newark Airport, which is delightful.
Oh, yeah.
Really turns on you after hour 10. We're watching a flight come in from Miami that is then supposed to take us to Cleveland. And as everyone's exiting the plane and we think we're getting on, they said, sorry, the crew's been working too long. This flight is now canceled. Go home.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I'm glad you eventually made it.
We did.
You missed some important developments here at the Maggie and Perloff show.
I feel like I don't even know you guys anymore.
Do you see that bell over there?
Yeah, I see a bell here.
Okay. Anytime you feel it, we have a new quiz master in the house. Pete Bellotti is taking on a new role.
Hi.
He has a box of cheap trivia cards that my mom bought at Costco, football trivia. Anytime you want to call for one, you just hit the bell.
Okay.
And the funny thing is, then he asks a question and you hit the bell again, but he doesn't know whose bell was hit, so we're just randomly guessing.
Right.
Does it matter if Perloff hits it, if I hit it, if Big Zoo hits
it's kind of like low-rent Jeopardy, is how I like put it. So want a sample, Maggie? Pete, you want to throw a question our way? And just hit the bell when you feel it, Maggie.
Okay, well, I guess I feel it right now.
Maybe wait till he asks a question.
Oh, sorry.
Who is considered to be the father of American football? Perloff.
Paul Brown.
No.
Vince Lombardi.
No.
The father, Jack Harbaugh.
No.
Archie Manning.
Walter Camp.
Oh, we should have known that.
Oh. Should have known that. Everybody.
They always say we're just going to do one, but after you don't get the answer you want, one more, Pete. Give us one more. Okay.
There's my microphone. Hello. All right. Jerome Bettis once bowled a perfect game of 300. Is that fact or fiction?
Totally fact. Jerome Bettis bowling, Jerome Bettis playing in the Super Bowl in Detroit. There are certain things we know about the bus. His bowling acumen is maybe the number one thing.
And that is correct.
There we go.
I feel like he kind of ran like a bowling ball, you know?
Yeah.
He's like knocking over dudes at the goal line. This really fits.
No, he is always bragging about his bowl. He could have been maybe a professional bowler. Wouldn't that be
wild? What's stopping him? You can't jump on that tour later in life?
You got to start.
Exactly. It's like joining the senior golf tour.
Yeah. Come on, I don't know anything wrong with that. Let's go.
I think you have
to. Let's put your money where your mouth is.
It's a young man's game. That bowling.
Pete,
I don't know.
Shame.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine showing up for a bowling tournament like, and then you see Jerome Bettis
like
next
Big
year?
Earn.
Yeah. I'd be a little intimidated. Yeah, so that's a little fun thing. The bell is the whole fun part.
I'm into
it.
That's the key.
So are you going to Pete in the trivia to try to get yourself out of a conversation?
Yes.
To try to change the subject?
Yeah, if you're uncomfortable, if you don't like something someone said, if you're losing an argument, just go to the bell.
Okay.
We learned the hard way. Don't put the bell right up to the mic because it could cause accidents.
I'm glad you guys all troubleshooted this whole thing for me.
Yeah,
it's all perfectly worked out for me to get that.
A lot of trial and error. A lot of error.
Great.
Yeah. A lot of error.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm sure the audience loved being a part of that.
I noticed, too, we're answering about 34% of the questions right. I'm not sure it makes us look great as a sports radio show. Who's the father of modern football? And we have no idea. That's probably not ideal.
Missed by a long shot.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the right sport. We're going to NFL, it's college.
Well, that question is a little tricky. That could be an opinion, too.
Yeah, but if they're saying that's the guy, isn't he the guy?
But who's the authority on that?
His word against nobody. Yeah. Walter Camp's like, I'm the father.
Some guy that came up with this game that is sitting in an office in Omaha.
The other trick is the guy who wrote these questions was drunk at the time, and you get that vibe throughout the questions.
Get that.
He's just like on deadline and really stressed.
Yeah, He's like,
it's like, I don't have 50 more questions. Like, who cares? Just get him out. Costco needs him. It's for Carol Perloff to come walking by with a shopping cart.
He's making those buns for the hot dogs. Extra seed.
Yeah, you also have a box of baseball trivia. Every time I see my mom, it's some $3.99 sports-related gift. She's like, Andrew, here's another Eagles throw pillow. I'm like, Mom, I have 23 of them.
Your mom bought me an Eagles shirt. I'm like, thank you.
We should incorporate those trivia questions, too.
What, the baseball ones?
Yeah.
You know, your mom's done more for the show than we probably give her credit for.
EJ came over to my house once and had lunch.
Yeah.
And my mom took him up to the third floor, like the junk floor. And she's like, here, take this, take that. Remember EJ? Like, she was trying to basically have you take junk away from our house.
Yeah, I feel like I got like collector's edition Marvel's comics from your mom, which is the last thing I expected when I visited the Perloff compound.
Yeah, the Perloff, I mean.
That was before WrestleMania.
We've been living in the same house since the 80s. We have collected a lot of cheap crap.
Yeah, meanwhile, you're giving away Ken Griffey rookie cards to EJ, and I'm getting bunkus in baseball trivia.
EJ walked away with this 1995 Marvel comic that he was very coy about. He's like, oh, this might be worth thousands of dollars.
I wouldn't share a penny, EJ. I wouldn't share a penny. I'm glad you're on Zoom, by the way. It's great to be able to see you. Okay, lots of moving parts. We got Big Zoo in today. Pete's doing trivia. We've got the sitcom bracket that's going to get updated. And Andrew Bogish, thank you so much for sliding over a couple chairs for the last couple days. You did a bang-up job.
Maggie, I appreciate that, but you really don't need to thank me. I love doing it. I like leaving the building at 10:15. I like having Pete hours. But also,
that's what we call them.
I'm not sure I have a choice. Like, you or Perloff goes out, someone goes, you're going to fill in, and I go, okay, I'm not, I don't feel like I'm doing you a favor.
Wait, you wouldn't have done it?
Are we holding you hostage?
If you weren't forced to do it, you would not have done it. That's what I'm hearing here.
I still would have, but I don't know that it's presented as, hey, do you want to do that? I don't feel like you should be thanked for it. That's, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, it's your job.
But it's not a thing.
Like Bill Belichick, do your job kind of thing.
I should thank you for giving me like half a day off because I can leave when Pete leaves.
What a man right there.
Well, hopefully there's more global tech outages in our future and you get to fill
in. No, just vacations. You guys take as many vacations as you need. Just alternate.
Yeah, by the way, I did notice that. Usually Maggie and I sit around for an hour and we break down the previous show and we talk about future storylines.
Yeah.
Basically, the show is over and I was like, wait, what was that door slamming? That was bogus on his way out.
Yeah.
We got an afternoon DMB listening.
Is there a suggestion party? Maggie, what was one of the first things I told you when you moved to this time slot? I said, leave right away.
You told me that, and you want to know who else said it? D.A.
Yes.
And Damon.
Yes. Do not hang around. If you got to record an interview or whatever, that's fine. But just at 10:05, get out of here. Go home, take a nap, go to the gym, do other things. You got to get out of here and then like end the show. And then at some point later in the day, start the prep for the next. But sitting here for 90 minutes to watch Pete leave and relive some segments, that's you guys are not doing it right, in my estimation.
And Maggie, you missed some important Little League updates, too.
I'm sure.
There were some tough moments.
Are there any non-tough moments?
Yeah, no, we've won three of our last four games, or three of our last five. We're a little hot stretch.
Oh, there you go.
Late-season run?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mid-season run, wherever you're at.
Is that the managing?
It's late season, yeah.
Gosh,
It's more of finding teams who are in similar situations as us.
Rebuilding.
Also, one eight-year-old goes through a growth spurt. It could really change the whole season.
Well, that is one of our off-season goals. How do we get puberty early? Some of our guys, we need to take off
here. A little urgency here.
Billy shows up. He looks like Paul Skeens next year. Got that little mustache.
That seems to be the dividing line between, I feel like we have an FCS roster. We need an FBS roster because the teams at the top have like two or three kids. Are they 10?
Oh,
I'm not really sure. Our kids are like, you're not nine. Like, we need some guys. We need some armpit hair. Yep.
Nobody's asking for the birth certificates.
No one looks at our team and goes, they might not be the correct age.
No, Danny Almontes.
No.
Nothing is worse when you show up for an eighth grade basketball game and that guy has a little lip mustache and you have to cover him. You're like, I'm going to get killed right now.
I still remember when I was 12, we played a baseball tournament in Nebraska and they would shuttle us from where we were staying to the field. And you would share a bus with other teams for logistical reasons. And a team from Rancho Cucamonga, California, got on the bus that we were going to play a couple of days into the future. And there were two kids with facial hair at 12. We almost went home immediately.
Is it Rancho Cucamonga? Psych, it's Tennessee baseball.
Is that UCLA?
Yeah. All right, let's get to some headlines. What's been going on?
Headlines are all sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com.
Pico DeGoyo.
It feels like it's time for a rebuild in the Bronx. Fire the manager and GM.
Yes.
Trade Judge and or Soto before next week's deadline for prospects. What other choice do the free-falling Yankees have?
First pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit. Left center. This one might go. Judge is back and it is gone. Ow. Beyond the Mets bullpen. Ow. Left center field. Ow. A long home run by Francisco Lindor.
His second of the night.
That's
one
right.
From each side of the plate called by Howie Rose on Mets Radio. The Amazons a 12-3 rout at Yankee Stadium, sweeping the four-game Subway Series for the first time in 11 years. The Bombers now 10-22 over their last 32. They have won just one of their last 11 series. This is as mad as Aaron Boone's allowed to get.
Nobody has higher expectations than us in that freaking room. And we understand that, you know, we're pissed off. We got to play better. You know, this has gone on long enough.
I don't think it has. I would just keep it rolling here, boys.
I mean, they're 60-44.
Yeah, I was about to say, are they in last place?
No, and the Orioles lost again to the Marlins last night, 6-3. So it's only a game and a half between Baltimore and New York.
It's just, it feels worse than that. You can look at the standings. They built such a lead early. And this is the one thing about the Yankees, I get why people are frustrated, is because Aaron Boone doesn't have another pivot. Like, it's always the same message, literally the same words. I've never heard him say frickin' before, so that's new. But It's always the same, delivered in the same tone. He doesn't go any way, and like, he also, up or down.
And he loves to get thrown out of games for no real reason, so he can't even pull that old trick. Like, I'm going to freak out today and get thrown out and maybe rile the guys up. He gets thrown out on a Tuesday just for fun sometimes, so he doesn't even have that card to play.
Yeah, he goes to the well way too early on the getting tossed stuff. So, yeah, I get it. Oof.
The Giants snapped the Dodgers' 5-game win streak, 8-3 in L.A. Arizona scored 5 in the ninth for an 8-6 win in KC, and the White Sox lost again, 10-2 in Texas. That's 10 in a row. They are 27-77 overall in even 50 games under 500, which is still not enough to get Pete hired as GM.
I'm still here.
I don't know.
They could go 20-90, and I'm still here.
I think they're getting closer to Bilotti, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
There is an argument that they couldn't be worse with you as
GM.
That's
right. I've given them a year free. I've given them a discount. I've given them a year free. You got to pay me the next year. Give me a 2-year contract.
I'm priced to move.
Yes.
You're like a team joining a conference for 30 cents on the dollar. That's like, right. Just take me.
Knowing Jerry Reinsdorf, that may be a bargain he would take.
Yeah.
He is rather cheap. Yep.
Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh is not one for hyperbole. So let's hear his completely subdued and accurate description of the first day of training camp.
Feels like New Year's Day, you know? Feels like being born. Feels like coming out of the womb, you know? It's like you're in there and it's comfortable and it's safe, and now you're out, you're born, the lights are on, you know, it's bright, got chaos, people looking at you, people
slapping you on the ass to make you cry. So if we want to go real specific, we don't know that being in the womb is fun and safe, and like, I don't know that his metaphor might be wrong.
What are you talking about?
Well, you don't know what it's like in there. I mean, no feelings of, oh, this is great. Don't bother me. And then you're like, what the hell?
I kind of think people, like, isn't there science on that? I imagine. Yeah,
maybe.
There's an expression, right? Like, the womb is supposed to be quite comfortable.
Here's
you got to suck in your thumb,
don't,
I guess. But
don't
still.
You think that Jim Harbaugh is the kind of guy who would claim that he does remember being born?
Yes.
Guys, I swear, I remember being born.
Got a cart wheel out of the womb.
Came out, had a hat on, glasses, whistle.
Khakis. Little khakis.
Just ready to call plays. Running plays.
I got to say one thing. This is starting to feel real familiar. Like, I'm like, oh, hasn't he said that line before? I think he's regurgitating his material. Well, no, I just think that, haven't we heard, is the Harbaugh act getting redundant, wearing a little thin? You know, who's got it better than us? Like, I think he's out of material. I really
do. This is the impact of doing a sitcom bracket for 2 weeks. Because we've been hearing the same kind of jokes from the same shows over and over again. So now we're hearing Jim Harbaugh recycle his material. We're like, wait a minute, we've heard that before. This is, I think, a pure result of the sitcom bracket.
Well,
I think he's right.
You know what we have to do and what any good sitcom must do? You either have to add a wacky neighbor, or you've got to add another character. Somebody's got to go to college or come back from college.
Having like, an oopsie baby, like just add a young kid on the end.
Sure.
How about like Home Improvement, which is in the finals of the Bilotti Invitational Tournament? An assistant coach, you can't see his face, but you can hear him talk like the neighbor.
Greg Roman.
Yeah.
Greg Roman. Yeah, Connor Stallions. You need something to shake it up. But, I mean, any good sitcom knows that.
I like a nerdy running back who comes in with a catchphrase.
Did I do that?
Guy, the running back fumbles like 3 times a game and says, did I do that? And everyone's like, oh, that's so funny. You lost me my bet. Like, oh, that's okay. Fifth round rookie.
Wow. All right. Well, let's see if we can cook up something for Jim Harbaugh for season 2. Season 1, I think, might be a wrap.
Right, when will they jump the shark?
Are they going to cancel the pilot? Cancel after the pilot.
All right, Jim Harbaugh has a little green Martian only he can see. That actually sounds about right.
It's like, did you know that his wife is a genie?
Yes.
What if he goes home and talks to Alf about game planning?
Yes.
Why is Dick Sargent here?
What if one day after the game they've replaced Jim Harbaugh with another actor?
Aunt Viv. New Aunt Viv.
New Harriet.
No, actually, it's more likely Greg Roman. Like that, Greg Roman has changed. That's not Greg Roman. They replaced him with a new character.
Contract dispute. He won $1 million an episode.
Justin Herbert is going to be the angsty teenager boy who's like, Dad, can I borrow the car? Oh, this is going to be great. Chargers, the sitcom. We've had trouble making it. You got to admit, Maggie, we've had trouble making the Chargers interesting. I think we just finally figured it out.
Is Efron too old to play Justin Herbert? Too jacked still?
Too much work done on his face.
Too jacked.
He's too short.
Imagine saying an actor's too jacked to play an NFL quarterback. That doesn't make any sense.
His neck is the size of a tree trunk. He looks
That's what
crazy.
Herbert's neck should look like. It does, actually. He's 6'6". He's huge.
Way too short. We need a tall actor.
The camera can do that.
The dude from Elvis could do it.
Austin Butler is Justin Herbert.
Butler. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure that there's a lot to dig into in that Justin Herbert role.
Oh, he's too much of a thespian to do Justin Herbert?
Elvis, Justin Herbert.
Saved by the Bell, the Chargers years.
Yeah. Big Bob Golic could be on that show, too.
Bring him back. Anything else?
Lamar Jackson returned to Ravens practice yesterday for an hour, then left again, still not feeling well. The QB missed the previous 3 days with an undisclosed illness. Kevin Durant said today in Paris his calf continues to get better. He is practicing hard, seeing how the leg feels day to day. KD yet to appear for USA Hoops because of the issue. Their first real game of these Olympics is on Sunday against Serbia.
I'm surprised he hasn't requested a trade to another country.
South Sudan looking pretty good.
Ridiculous.
That deserves a bell. That's a great shot.
Wait, do we have a tribute question now?
No.
That's not how this goes?
No, point system.
Okay.
Just feel it, Merrick. Just feel the bell. No, there's no system.
Feel it.
Whenever Bellotti has a great line, that deserves a bell, too.
I'm in it.
Yeah, the bell's versatile.
I like that.
It can be an angry bell. I think it can be used for almost anything.
Yeah, I think Maggie's a little dubious of the bell, as she should be.
I'm just saying, how long is it before one of our listeners charges through the door and takes this bell and breaks it over their knee?
I was wondering about the listener experience. Like, that bell could be pretty annoying, right?
I'm glad you're just thinking about this now on day four of the bell.
The problem was, Maggie, we did it once, and Kaplan happened to walk in and goes, the bell was great. And then he was off and running.
Don't encourage him.
Oh, yeah. Right. Kaplan,
the
who
bell
likes
sounds
to see us
great.
Yeah. Kaplan lives to see us mess things up. You're right. I didn't figure that out till now, Boish. Yep.
Last thing from me, the Knicks have signed beloved head coach Tom Thibodeau to a 3-year extension.
Either way, he
deserves it after getting those Knicks to round two of the playoffs in back-to-back years.
That's a backhanded compliment. That's wrong.
Thanks.
Congrats, Tibbs.
Ring the bell.
KD.
Now he's been empowered to practice 90 hours a week. Okay, thank you, Bogus. Appreciate that. Coming up, was there a major faux pas committed, and did it happen on camera? We'll tell you about it next. Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Feels like a major faux pas could have been committed by one NFL front office, Perloff.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot this week about Giants Hard Knocks. I assume that's what you're talking about. Can you break this down for me? They do these phone calls, and I have not understood them from the beginning. Like, do the people know what's going on here?
So it's a great question. Here's Saquon Barkley. He was talking after the fact about the idea that a conversation that he had with the general manager of the Giants, Joe Shane, was recorded without his knowledge and then obviously disseminated to the world.
I saw it on, like, the trailer, and, you know, I wasn't shocked. At the end of the day, I also think, you know, they have control of the edits and they could have painted me to look really bad. And, you know, they kind of gave the truth. That's why I said it was a unique way for a fan to dive into it, to see it from that viewpoint. But, yeah, the Hard Knocks, like I said, was unique. But that's in the past. I lived it. I got to watch it. And now I'm ready to, you know, focus on what matters most. And that's being here with my teammates and getting better each day.
I'll tell you what, I mean, Saquon Barkley riding the high road, and he has continually done that. I mean, this guy has really, really kept his head, like, you know, outside of one, like, small dust-up with Tiki Barber, our friend from WFAN, about when he left the Giants to go sign with the Eagles. Honestly, he's like played this perfectly.
Well, Saquon's one of the nicest athletes. That's what everybody says about him. So no big surprise there. But what is the legality of this as far as the phone call?
Okay, so as far as I can tell, where this phone call would have happened is in the state of New Jersey. That's where the Giants facility is, and that's where Joe Shane's office is. New Jersey is what they call a one-party consent state for recording conversations, which means only one person on the phone call has to know that it's being recorded in order for it to be legal. Mm. So Joe Shane clearly knew it was being recorded, and that's enough. But, you know, beyond that, it almost reminded me, so legally the Giants are fine, HBO's fine, all that. But it did kind of strike me as odd. Like, if you have somebody who you're going to talk to on speakerphone, don't you tell them, hey, by the way, I've got you on speakerphone, there's other people around?
I understand that thing. Are you so positive that not only, I understand one person has to know it's recorded, are you allowed to air it on TV? Because say you're doing a man on the street, you have to have everybody who shows up in that video to sign a waiver to put it on the show. Now, why would that not apply to voice? So it's one thing, legality, like, I think it's very dicey that they put him on the show without telling him his voice was there. I'm not sure it's quite as simple. If Saquon wanted to push this, you could be like, what are you doing, NFL?
There might be something where, since he's part of the union, does he like consent to anything being used for like NFL purposes, materials, partners, whatever?
So what if he recorded the call and put it on his Netflix documentary? You think the NFL would sit there and accept that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I just wonder if, like, about the actual like nuts and bolts of the law, I'm just wondering more of the spirit of it, right? Is it wrong to, you know, not tell somebody that you're being recorded, especially for sensitive contract information?
Of course, it's ridiculous.
It seems like I just can't really tell how much the Giants are actually getting out of this. And now they wanted to do off-season Hard Knocks. They've never done in-season Hard Knocks. I would have taken the in-season by a mile. Make the players the focal point. Don't make your general manager and every up and down and, you know, because quite frankly, you know, I don't think Joe Shane comes out of this looking that great. And if Saquon Barkley goes out and has this amazing year and say he's awesome for your Eagles and say you guys win a Super Bowl, he's going to look even worse. Whether his philosophy is right on paying a running back or not, he's going to look worse.
Yeah, I disagree a little bit. I think Joe Shane is the most improved reality star of the summer. He started off looking clueless and then somehow... Well, it changed because he kind of destroyed Panthers GM Dan Morgan.
Well, I mean, look who's who here.
Well,
I mean,
that's a smart strategy there. If you want to look good on a documentary, you have somebody who looks even less competent than you on the other line. I think he basically said, to do it in pure football terms, I can't afford a running back now. We desperately need offensive linemen. Then the rest of the Hard Knocks was sort of justifying getting in those offensive linemen like John Runyon. So they did a nice job of getting the linemen in. One of them got hurt yesterday that they were talking about. But regardless, like, at least you saw Joe Shane's logic. And I think he's actually looked kind of better throughout this. I think the Giants look like a smart franchise now, believe it or not. People got mad. The smallest things. Oh, Daboll is doing these interviews and he puts his feet up like he's watching TV at his house. And a lot of people are mad at that. It's little things. You're right. You do make yourself vulnerable to criticism.
Well, and I guess this is why I would prefer to do the training camp Hard Knocks because it's like, all right, at least you kind of, we understand the notes here. The rookies arrive. What's the quarterback up to? We're going to see some people at their house with their families. Unfortunately, you're going to see some people get cut because that's sort of, you know, the agony of how hard this is to make these teams. And you make it more about the players. Again, I haven't watched every episode, but the ones I've watched have also just seemed in some ways quite boring. Like, it's like a meeting. Like, any of us have a meeting. Like, a meeting at work. It does not seem that awesome to work at in a professional franchise.
I totally disagree.
They're stifling yawns in there.
They have a meeting. We have a meeting where we talk about, like, okay, who's going to fill in on the board next Thursday? Their meetings are like, well, what do you think Christian Wilkins' third down pressure rate is? That's so exciting. What, like, fans do.
But do they actually look excited? I think they look like their eyes are glazed over in some of these scenes. Like, no one looks engaged.
Yeah.
That was my criticism.
I think it gets a little better. The draft stuff is actually more fun. I mean, the funny thing is they secretly knew what they were doing all along. That becomes very clear. Like, spoiler alert, they draft Malik Nabers, the LSU wide receiver, number 6. There are little clues that they knew they were going to take him for a month.
Yeah.
Even though they do flirt with a quarterback. So it's interesting. It is a reality show too. Remember that, Maggie. Like, they edit it a certain way. It doesn't. I think it looks like the best job ever. I actually watch that show. I'm like, I want to be a GM.
It makes you think you could, though.
See, I could.
But well, you watch training camp, and you don't think you can go out there and play linebacker.
I sure don't.
Yeah, exactly. I think they look bad. They should have told Barkley that he was. The fact that he found out the trailer. This is somebody you draft second overall who showed up last year, did not make a big contract stink and hold out, has, you know, been injured, sure, but has been also a good soldier for you guys. Like, to not tell him he's being recorded to, what, try to get a moment for a reality TV show? Give me a break.
I hear you. One thing everyone keeps telling me, I'm an Eagles fan, that Saquon Barkley, you're going to love him. He's going to make such a difference. What older free agent running back who gets decent money has ever worked out?
People think Derrick Henry is going to.
What free agent running back that gets big money has ever worked out? Marcus Allen left the Raiders and was pretty good with the Chiefs, but it is a recipe for disappointment.
No, generally you don't want to go spending big money on free agent running backs.
I'm sorry, Le'Veon Bell did not save the Jets. I mean, you could go, like, the highest paid contracts have been disasters. Todd Gurley with the Rams, and Saquon's getting real money here. Everyone says, oh, you're going to love him, you're going to love him, he's going to change the offense. We'll see.
855-212-4227. Was it wrong of an organization to be recording their former player and not tell them about it? That just seems, whether they violated the law or not, which they did not.
What if one of us
violate the spirit?
What if one of us recorded our nightly production calls? You, me, and EJ? Ooh, that would be bad.
Us in the breaks? I'm saying, again, if you have somebody on speakerphone and you don't tell them you're on speaker, that could be a disaster. Has that ever happened to you before?
I think so. Yeah, it's not good.
It's like walking a tightrope. No safety net. Oh, man. Okay, coming up, the most important question that needs to be answered will happen next. Stick around. We're back in just moments. Maggie and Perlo.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.